Chief Coordinator of CAFAN, Jethro Green, said participants at last week's workshop are expected to use the knowledge gained to initiate positive change in their respective countries.
The persons selected are persons who are going to lead the process. For example, most of the persons would be going back to their country to ensure that the plans that is on paper is enforced on the ground in terms of production and in terms of commodity targets. So they would be responsible for implementation in their countries. So that is why they were pre-selected and they have gone through several training. And we anticipate that within the first half of this year, we should start to move commodities as a region, as a unit, because right now we are doing some child shipment out of St. Vincent, some out of Jamaica, and we want to scale up our output in order to bring more benefits and wealth to our small farm sector.
Mr. Green said last week's session was just one in a series of training exercises to be conducted this year with the aim of improving agriculture throughout the region.
We recently concluded a special training of trainers in St. Lucia, and the aim of that was to create a pool of persons who can respond to things, to some of the to health and food safety issues and good agriculture practices. So we had two persons from St. Vincent training that, and they are supposed to be training other persons within the country, including the Ministry of Agriculture. And that now would be the next series of training that would be ongoing in the next first half of this year. We expect to have the training enough trainers in each of the countries, focusing on good agriculture practice, food and health safety, and looking at things like global gap certification, etc.
And Mr. Green said CAFAN will this year be placing greater emphasis on agriculture and small farmers.
We are working along with FAO because this is the year farm family, and we're working with FAO on the committee sitting with to develop regional programs to bring focus to small farmers, small farm families, so that the importance and their contribution towards agriculture and economic development is well seen and documented. And there are several other activities. This is going to be a full year because, interestingly enough, there's more attention now being put on agriculture, especially with the climate patterns and the uncertainty of the climate. So there are prediction of food shortages around the world, and therefore the Caribbean must prepare itself and must take proactive action to make sure that their food base is more secure and also that they can take advantage of the gaps that would come in the international market to fill them and bring wealth into our countries.
Chief Coordinator of CAFAN, Jethro Green. Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.